wish it would rain.
And I wish it would rain and snow, too. That would be a lot more fun than this foggy soup we're in now. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, and with me is Professor Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. When's it going to clear up around here, Professor Mass?
But let me tell you, this fog was very, very dense last night. I mean, I had trouble getting home. Visibility dropped to maybe tens of feet in my neighborhood, and it's all because of a high-pressure ridge that's over us and a very strong inversion that's overhead. It's much warmer above us. And not only do we get fog, particularly near the water in lower areas and in some of the mountain areas, we also had very poor air quality. Last night and even right now, some locations have unhealthy air quality, like in Linwood and Tacoma. But that's all going to change because right now, looking offshore in the satellite picture on the radar, there is a front, a weak front that's approaching. And that's going to cause the air to mix up, and it's going to get rid of the fog and improve the air quality.
So maybe that's an explanation for why there is no burn ban on right now.
They probably don't have it because they know this front is coming in, and it doesn't make much sense to have it on because it'll mix out anyway. Anyway, this front is weak. So I expect showers, which I see on the radar offshore, to move in later this morning and this afternoon into the lowland areas. And it's not going to be very heavy. Unfortunately, the air is so warm above us that there's not going to be much snow in the lower passes. Snow levels are going to be up like 5,000 feet or so. So it's not going to do much for Snoqualmie or even Stevens. And that'll move through tonight. And then I hate to say it, but this ridge is coming back again. I mean, it's like,
oh,
something.
No.
I mean, you want to get a silver stake and put it through its heart.
Yeah, you're sounding like a real moss back now.
Well, it's this ridge has been extraordinarily persistent. This is the story of this fall and now the winter. It's going to rebuild. And so on Saturday and Sunday, what will we have? Basically dry conditions, low clouds in the morning, breaking out in the afternoon. The only thing that may happen is late on Sunday, a weak disturbance will pass north of us. So there may be some increased clouds late in Sunday and maybe some showers north of the border, and that's it. And then this ridge just holds in for most of the week, with only a few weak disturbances moving through. So I can't promise any exciting weather. It's just not going to happen.
But we have had some really nice cloud gazing lately, right? I mean, I know I've seen it in my neighborhood. Have you had some in yours?
Right. There's been reports. I didn't see it myself, but I saw the pictures of these amazing wave clouds that formed on Christmas Day, late on Christmas Day. These are called Kelvin-Helmholtz wave clouds or billow clouds.
Who is Kelvin Helmholtz?
Well, named after two guys, Kelvin and Helmholtz, and it's an instability theory in which if the change in winds with height become large enough with the right stability, you can get the atmosphere breaking out to waves, like waves on an ocean beach, right? You see the water cresting and moving over and then breaking. Well, the atmosphere can do the same thing when the wind changes with height quickly enough. And that happened on Sunday. And so people reported this wave-like structure. It looked like waves breaking on a beach. And it's really dramatic. By the way, when you're flying and you see that, that's a bad sign because there's normally fairly bad turbulence.
Ooh, stomach ache, yep.
But anyway, it's a remarkable cloud and a lot of people saw it.
Yeah, and I just enjoy personally seeing the way that the wind will punch through the different kinds of clouds. And, you know, sometimes we get this really marvelously clear weather at this time of year. Obviously not at the moment, but I saw it on Christmas Eve. So
the really interesting thing about the cloud this time is it looked like the waves were breaking in two directions. And some of the pictures show the waves, you know, angling off one way in one part of the sky and the other way in the other part of the sky. Now, I have never seen this before. I don't know if anybody's ever reported these kind of clouds look like they're breaking in two directions. So this is a great mystery that I'm going to try to figure out. But right now, it's unexplained.
All right, we'll check out your blog for more on that, Cliff. He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and he blogs up a storm. You'll find links to more information at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.